Welcome to MLM BS with Bill and Scott, where they talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of multi-level marketing. Where they hope to inspire you to become an ethical marketer and not do the stupid things they did. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Just wait till you get a load of this. MLM
BS.
Welcome, welcome everyone today. How are you in this wonderful, beautiful world? My name is Scott Kettleson, and we have Mr. Bill McPhee. How you doing, Bill?
Oh, awesome, awesome. Thank you very much.
Cool. We're getting ready for our second episode of MLM BS, where today we are going to BS about MLM, and we've got some stories we want to share with you, some inspirational quotes, and some wonderful tips and tricks that will help you on your journey no matter what company you're working. We just are very thankful for the amazing, Bill. What the heck's going on? We got some amazing buzz going on Podcast-O-Matic. We've got some we're really kind of shooting up in the rankings there. People are starting to find out about what we're about. They're looking for something different. They're not looking for the same old canned podcast to listen to. Anyway, what the heck's happening out there, Bill?
I don't know. It's just going up and up and up.
That's
crazy. Just put the word out a little bit there, and lo and behold, I check the rankings every night before I go to bed, and they are just soaring through the roof. I think people are tired of hearing the same stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the go grab everybody within 3 feet, drag them to a call, and do what we tell you to do, and then get out and just do the same, and you'll be all set.
Yeah, and you'll be all set. You'll be a millionaire living in a big house and driving that fancy car, going on all the vacations you want. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's always a Lamborghini involved somewhere. I think Lamborghini gets a lot of advertising in the network marketing business.
Yeah, they do. No one ever is able to buy one. Because, it's like I still haven't got my first recruit yet. But I listened to a wonderful book here yesterday called Beach Money by Jordan Adler. I highly recommend that. It really gives a perspective from a guy who took – it sounds almost like us, Bill, because it took him like 11 years. He went through like 12 different companies, didn't sponsor a person at all. And he finally just whatever, it all clicked one day, and boom, now he's like making some really good money. But he wrote this book called Beach Money, and I highly recommend that for the new person especially. But if you think about it, you know, people come into multi-level marketing, they have all these expectations, they have all these different ideas on what the business is about, and they have no clue, you know. And so they get into the products, and they start learning everything on the website, they get so excited, and they go out, and they start sharing with all their family and friends, because that's what they were told to do, and we drag them all to an opportunity call, and then nobody signs up, you know. And then time, you just get jaded with the whole thing. You know, do you think people get jaded about the business, Bill?
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, there's an old saying, you know, do what the successful do to a T, and you'll become successful. Problem is, there's very few people that will allow you to know exactly what it is they're doing. And you know, my favorite saying in the whole thing is a blind squirrel gets a nut every once in a while. Somebody will go in and go nuts, you know, with
a
business.
Or you become a nut doing it.
Yeah. Or you can't afford a bag of nuts, you know. the whole problem is, or you get kicked, you know. Some people get very lucky. They can sign up and they find them, the families of the people they sign up and the cousins and the relatives and all that. And they think, well, this is the easiest thing in the world. But in the real world, that doesn't happen to everybody. Rarely happens at all.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, if a business is set up properly, you don't have to go chasing a whole ton of people. You really only need a couple people to do what they need to do. And for them to know what they need to do, they need to be trained. So instead of being a recruiter, you need to be a leader. You need to be someone they can follow. And once they know exactly what to do, then the system can basically work for them. And we've never seen anything like that. I know in my dealings I never have.
Yeah. You know, that's really is true, because when I first started to start changing my mind, I mean, renewing my mind, if you will, you know, especially with the personal development, with the, you know, getting my mindset right, forming good habits of belief. And once that started happening, it still took a while because my old, I don't know if you will, my old subconscious was kind of, my old programming was wanting to take over all the time, you know. And once I started actually kind of exploring those ideas and thinking about, you know, my thoughts and how powerful they are and how they really control my life, then I was able to kind of change that a little bit. And I was able to have a different perspective.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly it, because there's some really, really good books out there. And my problem in the past is if even an audiobook, if it was 3 or 4 or 6 hours long, I didn't have the time to invest the 3, 4 to 6 hours. But if I can invest that sort of time to really learn what I'm missing, how am I ever going to have something that's going to last me a lifetime, because I can't afford to invest the time into a business? That was kind of a light bulb moment for me. I realized that I had much to learn, and it wasn't something I could, you know, grab a top leader and say, hey, give me the secret, because there is no quotey fingers, the finger. The finger, the secret.
The finger. Give me the finger. I'll give you the finger.
The finger is what I kept getting, but the secret is what I couldn't find.
Yeah, yeah. And, join my business and give me your money, and I'll give you the finger, and I'll see you some other time. You know, call me when you got 3-way.
That's how I felt, though. You know, it's like, geez, I'm crow. The more money I threw at these things, the worse things kept getting.
Oh,
me,
I tell you. Well, Bill, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know that you and I have shared some horror stories, but you told me something about a trip you made somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, typically when people join a network marketing company, they actually join the way they were approached, you know. So in this particular opportunity, we've been in a few we'll get to all our stories throughout time, but in this particular opportunity, we were at the Puyallup Fair. Excuse me. We're at the Puyallup Fair, and there was this booth set up over there, and they had this wonderful sign up there, and they had these pictures of these fat people and pictures of these skinny people, and we're like, whoa, what's up with this? And then we met this lady. Her name was Marcy, and she was making all this money in this company, and what a wonderful product it was. So we joined up, and we got the products. We experienced great success with the product, and we says, wow, we could really make a lot of money doing this. So what do we have to do? Well, you have to sign up for all these different trade shows and stuff around town. So that's what we did. Lisa went to the Spring Fair. She went to a couple other little, you know, booths around town that had set up different community deals they had going on. And at the time, we were over-the-road truckers. So I was doing this stuff on the road. I was trying to lose weight and feel better. But, man, I just got so sick and tired of driving a truck, you know, 14 hours a day, 18 hours a day, sometimes 24 hours a day. I would get no sleep, you know, and I just got to do something different. So the trucking industry has a couple of really neat truck shows every year, and they have one in Louisville, one down in Dallas. We had this brainstorm idea that we were going to go ahead and we're gonna set up a booth down at the Dallas Truck Show, and we're gonna save all these fat truck drivers with our wonderful magical MLM business, and we're gonna sign them up, and we're gonna get all these people to join our business when we get down there. So, we forked out about $2,000 for the booth. It was like a 3-day event, you know, so you had all these people walking through. It was kind of like an instant advertisement. You've seen those booths, you know, set up at the fairs and all that. But so we bought our plane tickets. We booked our hotel. We took some time off. We flew down to Dallas. I mean, we live up in Seattle, so it's not like a long – it's like a pretty long trip, you know. So we packed up all our stuff. We flew down there. We had 3 or 4 extra bags, and we got the rental car. We got to the hotel. We went to the truck show to get set up, and like, whoa, this place is huge. You can look at all the cool trucks. Look at everything. There's going to be a ton of people here. We're going to sell all this stuff. We're going to make all this money. We're going to quit trucking. I mean, that's why we're doing this, right? And, but you know, we were kind of slacking on the program because you had to like drink these shakes, you know? And, so we were like, oh, geez, man, the hamburger just sounds good. Hey, let's order a pizza, you know? So we weren't really like serious on the, so we started like getting a little pudgy again. So here we are, Bill, trying to sell a weight loss product to fat truckers and tell them what a great deal it is, and we're like bulging out of our pants. And so, anyway, the funny thing is like for a couple of days, you know, oh yeah, hey, how's it going? People just walk by, and we had no sales skills at all. We're just like, hey, look at our picture, look at how great this stuff is, and we're just sitting there, you know, kind of blapping out of our pants. So we got nobody to believe us, you know. And we finally had one lady come by, and she, okay, yeah, you know, maybe order some product, you know, and we gave her the website, and she actually did. So we had one sale out of the deal. I think we made like $40 or something like that. And then during that time, I was like getting bored. I was like, nothing's going on, man. This thing was a big disaster. Why did we spend all this money to come down here thinking that we're going to like sell the entire world on this? And, we're not being good stories or testimonies about the product. So we walk around and, kind of goof around at the truck show and everything. Well, there was this one guy that came by, and he's like, oh, yeah, you want to save money on fuel? I'm like, what do you mean? And he handed me a brochure, and he showed me a Success magazine or something like that, network marketing something. I don't know. But him and his family were sitting right on the front page of this magazine. I'm like, holy crap, what's this guy? This guy must be some big, giant, multi-level marketing leader. I need to learn from this guy. And here I am down here selling this other weight loss product. And he's trying to get me to join his fuel pill business.
That is funny. I know that fuel pill business. I remember it.
Yeah. And I didn't even think they're in business anymore. So anyway, so I was like, whoa, what's this all about? So I went back to the hotel room that night and looking it up. Says, wow, Lisa, we need to join this thing. What an amazing broker. So we flew all the way down to Dallas to sell one multi-level marketing product. While I was there, I got recruited to do another one.
Yeah.
And then when it was all said and done, we were like crying in our soup. So I said, screw it, let's go freaking eat. So we went to Texas de Brazil and had some wonderful Brazilian steakhouse. So
so much for the diet.
So much for the shakes, right? Screw this stuff, you know, we're gonna get the hell out of here. What a disaster. I think in all we spent probably $4,000. It was a nice tax write off. That's just one of the things, you know, you get caught up into kind of like, wow, I really need to make things happen in my life. I'm really sick and tired of the freaking day-to-day grind and just dealing with my stupid boss. And, you know, there seems to be no end except for maybe a weekend or a day on the weekend or something I get off. And, you know, you're just so, I know, at least we were at the time, we're so kind of desperate just to get out of our situation that hell, we'd do anything to get it, you know. And to find out that it was just a big disaster. So I guess MLM BS rule number one, don't fly to Dallas to a truck show and go eat Texas de Brazil. So although Texas de Brazil was really an amazing place. I love Brazilian steakhouse. If you've never eaten Brazilian steak, I highly recommend it. It's an experience. We got stuck in San Antonio one time, and we went to a place called Fogo de Chão down there on the boardwalk down there. I don't know. Oh, the River Walk's what it was. Oh, just incredible stuff. But anyway, that was kind of one of our MLMBS stories that we ended up really dumping on. So.
Yeah. I mean, see, it's the passion, the drive that you have to get away from what it is that you know that is not working that makes you do these things. You know, I was looking into getting into a similar MLM. I had done a couple other things for years, which was actually just marketing online. Had nothing with network marketing. It was just internet marketing, selling products. And had some really big success with that. But when that kind of fizzled out, I decided I wanted to help the world, but, you know, I couldn't even help myself. So I figured, well, I'll find somebody that's a really big leader and get them to teach me how to do it, and then I'll teach everybody else, and we'll be all set. And so the first thing I should have known and picked this up from the get-go was when I got in touch with this lady, she says, hang on, I need to call my sponsor. And I thought, okay, so you don't really know much about this product that I'm going to get invested in. So she got her sponsor on the phone, and then they wanted me to buy this big exclusive presidential package and everything else.
Yeah.
That's how you make all the money first. And I thought, well, if I do that, I don't have enough money for that. I said, I'm not getting into the marketing business to shell out a bunch of money. Well, if you're going to invest in any franchise, if you were to buy a McDonald's, if you, you know, this guy went on and on and on and on and on. Anyway, he convinced me to go take a loan out to start my network marketing business. So me being all eager and listening to this guy, and he was a smooth talker, I went out and took a loan and shoved it all into this multi-level marketing company. And that
loan?
Leader.
Well, hang on, so you took out a loan? How much was it?
$3,000.
Stupid is, yeah. Stupid does, Mr. Goop.
Stupid is. Well, the thing is, I had about $1,500, and it only was going to cost about $3,000, but I still wanted to have the $1,500, so I just took out the whole amount for the business. Another write-off, right? But another lesson learned. So I spent that money, got into the business. Never ever heard from that guy again. He was gone. And then a woman I called, she bailed.
She's on the so long express. See you later, dude.
Yep, she was. I was out of sight, out of mind. And you know, she says, I'm really, really sorry. If you invested money, maybe you can get it back. Maybe you can sell your stuff on eBay. That's how I got to learn about eBay. And that's a whole other story in itself. But I started selling all my stuff on eBay. I got about $800 of it back. And then, yeah, and I probably paid about 30% interest on that loan. And then, but you know, where, you know, you guys got involved in another something. Well, I did just the same thing. You know, I got back online and I was hunting and hunting and hunting and hunting. I seen this guy who was telling me that he was making $15,000 a day. And I'm like, you know what? I was doing really close to that once in a software program. He says, oh, this will blow that away. He says, all you have to do is send money. And then your name comes up, you'll get a whole bunch of money sent to you. It's kind of like a gifting program. Like, had a website, had the whole nine yards.
You did Bill?
Yes. Yeah, if anybody ever tells you send the money to somebody you don't know, and you'll get money back.
Yeah, make sure you wire it, too. Yeah, you got to go down to the bank and wire it.
Yeah, it had to be wired. How'd you know that? It had to go through Western Union.
Because I'm the guy you sent the money to, Bill. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, it was that $1,500 that I had left. I went ahead and wired that off. I got to make sure I don't have any money left. So that's what I did. So the $1,500 I had left, I wired that off to this guy. The company was called, I forget the name. It was something crazy. But it had a website and everything, and it had the people's names all populated in there. And so I waited about a week figuring, you know, I got $3,000 coming, and I'm going to have 10 times $3,000. That's like $30,000. Within a week, I'm going to have all this money.
Wow.
And I didn't dare tell anybody. Of course, my wife wasn't going to find out about this. Nobody else was going to find out about this. And needless to say, about 4 or 5 days later, I want to look in there and see how close I'm getting to this money on its way. And this Mohammed guy that joined me up, or Mahmoud, yeah, he never responded to any Skype messages or anything, and the dang website was gone. The website was parked by GoDaddy.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
Okay, they can't even afford to put the website up there no more, or they're gone. So anyway, another lesson learned there. Don't send money away to people you don't know and expect to have a whole bunch of it come back. So yeah, most people have that common sense, but you know when you get that point of desperation in your life where you want things to change, and change drastically, you're almost due just about anything. There's people out there still doing it today.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of why we decided, once we learned how to do things properly, was to get a podcast going, try to make it become viral so that we can get the word out to the masses that there is a way without doing the stupid things we had, just like it says in the beginning of our podcast.
Yeah.
We've got lots of horror stories, and we've got people that we're going to start bringing on to these podcasts, major successes that might have taken 10 years to get there, may have taken, you know, 10 days to get there. Some are brilliant, and a lot have shared their brilliance with us. And guess what? Neither Scott or I would ever send anybody money again. We've learned.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty impressive now to see what we've put together actually unfolding before our very eyes and seeing what we're going to be able to do for so many other people. And I got to give a plug out there because I've already been asked, how come you guys don't talk about the business that you're in? Well, we're really just trying to tell people that, you know, number one, we can share our stories and our demise and the things that have happened with us, but we're not here to plug for a company. We're here to tell you that we can help you. And to help you We need you to be sincere and all of that sort of thing. But it's all on a website called changeyourliving.com. So if you go to changeyourliving.com, you can actually apply for a spot where somebody will call you back and see how committed you can be to making things work. Because, you know, it's all really about your mindset, what you're willing to do. You know, me, I wasn't willing to invest the time, the 3 to 6 hours to listen to how to better myself. I needed it now. I was part of that microwave mentality, wanted to know exactly what I needed to know now, but I, you know, why can't you just tell me in like 15 words or less what it is I need to know?
Yeah, tell me what I got to do. Yeah. Just give me what I do and I'll, let me get busy, you know. And then you get busy just running off doing what you're doing. You don't get anywhere. You spin wheels for months, for days, months, and years, and years, and years. What stories, you know? And, you know, I last time I went to the grocery store, I didn't see money in a box in the freezer section. I can pop it in the microwave and it would come out all tasty and green, you know. I never saw that anywhere, you know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
Yeah, actually, I'm looking at a question on here, Scott. It's Steve is down in San Antonio. He said, thanks for getting the Riverwalk right.
Yeah. I know. I about fell in, too. That dirty, scummy water. But, you know, we went down to the Alamo down there, walked around. It's a beautiful day down there, you know, just to get out and walk around and just enjoy all the shops and everything. But, you know, along with that, Bill, you know, we people, they get this thing in their mind that, you know, like I said earlier, this kind of, it's almost an act of desperation, and they just continue to just move forward with their blinders on, and they're not willing to, like, say, well, okay, I really don't know what the hell I'm doing, so maybe I need to, like, stop and listen, and maybe I need to, like, figure this out and get my mind set up straight first before I actually get deep into something, you know. Because you know, you said, well, yeah, I didn't have any time for this and that. No, you had time. You just didn't make the time. Right. You know, I mean, you were driving from point A to point B. Automobile University. Everybody's heard about that. Maybe you haven't, but put that recording on. Stick the earplugs in your ear. Put on your iPods. You know, run it through your stereo. Whatever you got to do. Listen. Just stop and listen. And get the information and start with yourself, because it all boils down to you. It all boils down to the individual saying, you know what, I really need to do something here. You know, I posted this quote here in the chat. It says, desire is the key to motivation, but it's determination and commitment to an unrelenting pursuit of your goal, a commitment to excellence that will enable you to attain the success you seek. Mario Andretti, of course, he was a race car driver. But desire, you know, what, you know, like, say we had, like, you know, we could say, yeah, desire is a key to motivation. Well, undirected desire is the key to disaster.
Exactly.
Believe me, you were sending checks off to Mahmoud, and we were flying down to Dallas, and it was undirected. We just kind of did it because we were we had a desire, but you know, and we were motivated, but we weren't. And in a way, we were, like, committed to, like, saying, well, yeah, we're committed to do this because we're able to fork out all this money and actually do something. But the commitment to excellence, we didn't know what excellence was. How can you understand what excellence is? How can anybody understand what the business of network marketing is all about if they don't take the time to learn it? There's plenty of good books out there. You know, I talked about Jordan Adler's book, Beach Money. The 4-Year Career is a good one. Jim Rohn, Your First Year in Network Marketing's a great video you can find out there on YouTube. Those are the kind of things that will get your mind in a right place, and that's really what we try to do when we talk to people about a business. Because if people are not willing to work on themselves, they're not going to succeed. We've got a 98%, 99% failure rate in the network marketing business, right? $147 billion industry, and 99% of that money is off the backs of people who failed. That's wrong. And there's a reason for that. It's the industry has done it a certain way for so many years, and this is how it's done. Well, this is the 21st century. People are looking for something real. They're looking for something that's really going to help them. But they're starting to realize that they have to begin to help themselves first. They have to take the time to invest in themselves, to learn about what they're getting into. If they're not committed to do that, then they don't join us. We don't even want you to even look at. We don't care about your money, all right? Right? We've lost enough. We know what it feels like. We know what it's like to get, you know, run over and lose thousands of dollars and all your friends and everything. We'll talk all about that later, but you know, don't you agree, Bill? I mean, it's just a totally it's a different way of taking care of yourself, you know?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the fifth part of our blueprint builder states that we fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction that will not benefit all to whom it affects. And that is a fact. And we know, we wished we'd have known this years ago, but it's absolutely true. If you start walking on other people to attain wealth, you actually better hope that karma hits you in this lifetime, is my opinion. But I'm just saying that eventually it's going to blow up. Uh-huh. It won't endure. There's just no way. I know people have been on that side of the coin. You know, they've made a boatload of money and then wound up with trouble with the SEC and with other things and are behind bars today. So, you know, if you do things right and you do things for the benefit of others, I do believe in the law of karma. It can come back and do wonderful things for you. And, you know, it's give more, get more. And that's what we believe in. And after being, you know, pinned up against the ropes for so long, it's nice to be out and to be free and to be able to share with others what absolutely works 100% of the time if you go through what we call now the greatness within method. We know that if we put this in front of the masses and it starts off with just a few people learning this and only teaching a few people, it will spread like wildfire. We don't want to go out and recruit tens of thousands of people. And this is why we actually want to only get a few people in at a time and kind of throttle it back, because we don't want droves of people coming in here to break the system. We want people to come in here that are really, they have the desire, but they're willing to learn and put forth all the effort that's needed and watch the success for themselves and then share it with others. And if we've got other people on the back burner waiting to get in, we'll get them in, but the timing has to be right. So with that said, we're not looking for thousands of people start waving their arms. How do I join? Where do I join? That's why I said I'll put a plug in here where you could go and at least put your name and information in if you're interested, and that is at changeyourliving.com. So HTTP, changeyourliving.com, and then you can at least put your name in, and somebody will eventually get to you. But like I say, we're putting this thing together now because we know what it takes to succeed. We've been connected with some of the most successful people that are still successful, and we know why that is, because their heart is in the right place, and they've learned methodology and passed it on. But even some of the greatest income earners over the years, Scott would tell you from what he's read, have all said that there's a few things missing in the system still today, and we've addressed that, have we not?
Yes, we have addressed it. You know, like, yeah, we'll get to that, and I'm going to tie right into what you just said, because when people, you know, when people are looking for something, like say you get the hottest new thing online, you know, Facebook, next thing you know, everybody in the world's promoting this stupid cycler, right? You know, they're desperate. They're looking for something. They just go out and they get into promote mode because they think that's what they have to do. That is not what they need to do, because that is the key to failure. Getting out and promoting a network marketing business is your key to failure. Does that sound contradictory? Wait a minute. What? Because you have no foundation. What's your foundation? You have any foundation at all? And see, that is what we address at first. So the motivation, the excitement is not about going out and finding a bunch of people. It's about freeing your mind so your ass can follow. It's about you taking care of you first, so you can actually help someone. Because if you can't help somebody else, then how are you supposed to get ahead? Because people are the one with the money. Where does money come from? Money comes from people. People are not going to help you. They're not going to buy your product unless they trust you, unless they know you, unless they at least have some understanding on how to show somebody to do something. And it's not a complicated thing. You put some earbuds on. You listen to a couple of audios. You do a couple of exercise. You read something in the morning, read something at night. We prepare you for the process for the time of actually sharing the business. But you're not sharing a multi-level marketing business. You're not sharing a network marketing company. You're not sharing a product or a service. You're sharing the idea of, wait a minute, there is more to me. There's more inside of me that I need to explore and get right in my head. There's more. It's like a never-ending universe of just understanding and wisdom. And when you start tapping into that and start believing in yourself and knowing that, wait a minute, I can do anything I put my mind to, but I can't go off misdirected and start just throwing darts at a board in the dark. So what we try to do is to accelerate the light so you can see that dartboard, so you know what you're aiming for. And you're only aiming to help 3 people. That's all you're trying to do. Because if you look at most of these compensation plans in these network marketing companies, if people were just to slow down and sponsor the minimum amount required and teach them to do the same every single month, you'd have the fastest downline growing that's ever seen in the entire industry. Because the law of geometric progression is a law. 3, 9, 27, 81, 243, 729, 2187. You see how the numbers just boom, 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 and then all of a sudden it's expanding exponentially, and you're sitting there on Facebook spamming everybody with your opportunity, saying, join my business for 4 months. You got nobody signed up, and if you just slowed down and focused on yourself, you help 3 people. Leveraged the compensation plan, leveraged the power of personal development. You are actually getting farther ahead by slowing down. It's kind of the tortoise and hare thing, right, Bill?
Yep. You would not think it's a case, but it is absolutely the case. In fact, when I was told a few years back that most people weren't even interested in what my company had to offer or the compensation plan, I thought, hogwash, there's just no way. The first thing everybody wants to know is, what is it? Well, I put that to the test, and you know, I've talked to different people about what we've put together here, and do you know not one person out of over a dozen people asked me what company we were going with. What company were we going to be representing? They did not care. All they want to know is 2 things. Can I do it? And can I make money at it?
Yep.
And then, of course, then the very next thing would be, is somebody going to help me? And all 3 of those are humongous yeses.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter. But, of course, we want to be with a company that we know has been around, stood the test of time. They're not in the beginning stages and got hiccups to iron out or any of that sort of thing. So we have to make sure we've got all the ducks in a row. And it's taken quite some time to get all this stuff straightened out. But you know what? Rome wasn't built in a day, nor was this. This has taken a lot of time to put together, from mega failures, from mega successes, and from many, many people's input.
Yeah.
And we finally have done it. So now we're just putting all the pieces together on the website, getting people in line, ready to go, and making sure they don't come in this and are ready to rock and roll. They're ready to rock and roll on themselves for sure, because there's a lot of things that's going to be enlightening for them. But easy goes it, you know. Slow goes it. Get in, get involved in yourself, learn more about yourself, learn about the capabilities and the laws, and like Scott talked about the law of progression, you'll see this stuff happen before your very eyes, and there'll be no denying it. then it's off to the races, because this thing will take off like a bandit. But you don't get in and start running, like Scott says, start throwing your website and stuff all over the place. People just, they're sick of seeing that, and they don't pay any attention to it. They really don't care.
Yeah, they really don't care. Yeah, the internet's awash with every other opportunity out there. It's going to make you a millionaire tomorrow. And I bet you can probably interview 100% of those people that are doing that and ask them how they're doing. And, oh, yeah, they'll give you a story. Or, oh, yeah, I made all this money last month. Well, okay, show me. Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Connection all of a sudden just got bad. Oh, sorry, back to you.
You know, and don't get me wrong, there are some people that just have that ability, but 99% of them fail. And you know what? I'm not a failure. And Bill, you're not a failure. And I believe that people are not failures. I believe that 99% of everyone in the world, they just have 100% of the people in the world. Well, 99%. Some of them are just bubbleheads, you know.
You can't convince every one of them, but there's the greatness within everybody. That's somewhere. Right. Somewhere. Some got to dig deeper than others.
Yeah, well, some people, you know, yeah, there's no helping. But, you know, you got the flake factor, of course. You know, people say they're going to do stuff and they don't do it. You know, and really, what we ask for is a serious commitment. You say, okay, test us out for 3 months. Give it a shot. You know, pay your few $100 for your product. You know, you're going to spend $20, $40 a month on your personal development stuff. You're going to – little fee for the Greatness Within Method, about $300 a month. But if we get you half your money back at the end of a month, would they be happy? If you can double your money and be $100 ahead at the end of 2 months, so you get all your money back that you spent already – and you end up with extra $100, then, geez, that's 2 months I'm in profit. 3 months after you've spent your money, you're $1,000 ahead. All you have to do is follow just do what we say. Just do what we show you, not what we say. And then internalize it and say, okay, I get it. You know, I get it. We want people to get it. And then the next month, all of a sudden, you got a $2,300 check coming in. The next month, a $4,500 check coming in, you know?
Yeah, and we'll cut it at that, because we don't want to scare anybody with numbers. But I can tell you, you know what? You're not going to make thousands in your first month or your second month. But in your second month, you can get all your money back. Your third month, you're in profit. And then the money does start to really, really grow, because, as Scott talked about, the law of geometric progression is going to take over.
Right.
And there's no stopping it. There's truly no stopping it.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the challenge is slowing people down. Just slow down. Don't worry about it. Take your time. Get it right. But, you know, you got to go out and recruit 100 people by tomorrow. So, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No.
But like you said, with the foundation, everybody knows about the house built on the sand, right?
Yeah. It
gets washed away. Got to have a foundation. Yeah. If you don't, then it's useless. It's absolutely useless.
That's right. So creating habits of personal development, creating new habits of belief, and getting a belief and understanding in the network marketing industry so you know what the heck you're getting yourself into, and you know what you're going to help other people with. And that all encapsulates into one wonderful thing, is that over time, people learn their true potential. They get to understand that, wow, I had a definite purpose for 3 months, and I read that thing every morning, I read it every night, and here I am at the end of 3 months, and it works. That's our goal. We can see the day. We're going to have people on this call are going to be calling us up and say, oh, my God, thank you. Thank yourself. You're the one who did the work. You're the one who did it for yourself and your family. We're just all we did was put the thing together. The universe gave us something wonderful. And we're still in download mode here, Bill. There's so many layers to this that we can't even get into. And in fact, the layers aren't even discovered until you actually go through it. And then the idea, it's a translation of of wisdom that is cultivated when a person applies themselves and thinks outside of themselves and understands that there's something more to themselves than what they've been told or what society expects them to have. And when they discover that, and they have income to come with it. And then we're working on something right now, a big top secret thing. We got some things going on for month 4 through 6, where some other amazing things, even greater so. And it just becomes a journey of hope, a journey of understanding, a journey of love. You know, you get to discover that you really do love yourself, even though you might not feel like it sometimes. But you know, you are looking out for you, and everybody has that same story. I'm looking out for myself. We're all looking out for ourselves. We're all selfish individuals, you know, and we have to be that way to survive. You know, it's just a natural instinct. But we're learning to focus that selfishness into like innovation, into things that actually produce something. So your selfishness becomes a service, because when you serve other people, you serve yourself. The more you help other people, absolutely, the more you get. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. And there's all sorts of wisdom sayings like that throughout all the different religions and everything throughout the entire earth. Everybody knows it. Everybody talks about it, but nobody applies it. Not to a business. And that's what we've done. We have applied this. That's why it's the greatness within method. It's a new method. It's a different method of bringing people into a network marketing company. It's not focused on the network marketing company. It's focused on that.
And don't be overwhelmed by, oh, wow, there's a lot to do here. Look, this is a guy that took a $3,000 loan off, and after he kind of pewed that away, went out and spent another $1,500, sent it to Mahmoud down in South Africa, and never got that back. Listen, I get this stuff. I know how it works, and I love it. And here Scott took a flight down to Dallas to go eat some burritos on a $4,000 tab. Thinking he was going to come back rich.
Yeah,
okay, so
$4,000 burrito. That sounds like a book.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's even more crazy stories, but if we tell them all, y'all going to just hang on. Ever going to come back and listen to us again. So we'll get into more of them at some point. But seriously now, we don't take those failures as just failures. Yeah, they were pretty failed, lame attempts at trying to make some money. But you know what? They were lessons learned. We knew we had rock hard heads. We had to figure out, okay, this ain't right. Something's wrong here. And address it and find out what it is. And it drove us to finding help. And we actually found each other through some of the turmoil we wound up in and realized what we're doing wrong, and then through some amazing, amazing people have found out how we could build something to sustain everyone. And it's truly incredible. And we've seen the power of this. We've seen how it works. We've seen so many lives become enriched, and people that were really at rock bottom now thriving in life with some of the stuff we're going to share with you guys. So each and every month, it isn't billions of dollars you've got to spend. Scott had mentioned like a $300 mark. That's about what he's talking about for the things that you will need throughout the month. And it's not, you know, 15, 20 hour a day. He's talking about 5 or 6 hours a week to put into this thing to really make this work. And he already said within your second month you get it all back. In the third month you got $1,000 on top of all of it. So it isn't money you're investing and throwing away for self-help. This is basically going and getting, becoming the best person you can possibly be and getting paid to do so.
And helping others, and helping others in the process, because that is the component. You have to help other people. That what we put together forces people to help other people. Otherwise you don't succeed. That's the bottom line. Yep.
And you're not really bettering yourself if you're not helping anybody.
Yep. Yep. So you have to help other people. That's it. Somebody brought it up. I think Dan brought it up. He said, this is a true pay it forward business. I'm like, wow. You know what? You got it right. You actually can see things that I don't see, Dan, because that's exactly what this is about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's really great to be a part of. I know last week we kind of went a little bit over on our call, but boy, oh boy, and the audio wasn't so hot on my end, and still, we threw this up on the podcast platform, and my goodness gracious, this thing rose to the top, and I'm talking right now it's number two in business.
Number two?
And number two. There's one podcast above it in business. It's number 12 overall with Podomatic, so... It's just amazing. There's people out there actually seeing. There's people that want to help. And we're not out here promoting a business at all. We're really promoting a method for people to tap into to be able to better their lives and help so many others do the same. It is, like Dan said, Dan's a good friend of both of ours, just a pay-it-forward way to help so many people in this world. There's so many that want to get involved in something that are frightened. There's others that keep trying and keep losing. And, you know, some of them won't give up until they're dead broke. Well, we hope they find us because they've got enough desire. It's just, will they spend the time to try to get it right? Well, we did. I mean, look how many years it took us. So it can happen. We know it can happen for the majority of the world. I believe, too, in the 99%. We can flip this whole network marketing thing around for the 98% failure, get rid of that, and flip it the way it's supposed to be. You just do things the right way and help your fellow man, there's no way you're going to not succeed, and you're not going to slow the geometric progression down by doing it properly.
That's right. Well, hey, Bill, we're at the 45-minute mark. Let's go ahead and wind this thing down. Any last thoughts or words or anything before we close it out?
No, that's it. I see we've kept everybody on this call, which is pretty awesome, and we'll have this uploaded here within the hour, and you can share it with all your friends and you know, invite them to these calls. But a lot of people just like to be able to download the podcast and have it on their phone, listen to it anytime. We don't care either way. Just remember, once again, the website to even get information on this is changeyourliving.com. And that's it from me. This is Bill McPhee. Thank you so very much for taking the time out of your night for spending it with us.
All right. Thank you so much, all, and we'll talk to you next week. Y'all have a good one. Thank you.
Hey, this is Scott again with MLMBS. Please subscribe to us on iTunes and get ready to have your foundation shaken as you discover your greatness within. To find out more about the Greatness Within method, go to changeyourliving.com. That's changeyourliving.com. Bill and I are looking forward to talking with you soon. And remember, free your mind and your ass will follow. Have a good day.